Greetings and salutations from the Laddie Semple Arena on the campus of Mount Marty College in Yankton, South Dakota. We get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action this evening between the 19-6 and number 8 rated nationally Dort College Defenders and the Mount Marty Lancers, who come in sporting a 7-21 record this season. They're still looking for their first win in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from high atop the playing surface here at the Laddie Semple Arena. Up at the Crow's Nest, we've got a bird's-eye view of tonight's contest. Mount Marty going through their warm-up paces right now. The Dort College Defenders have retreated to the locker room for their final instructions from Coach Chad Hansen before coming out for their final warm-up paces. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at this matchup right after this. Mount Marty Lancers come into tonight's contest 0-14 in the conference, 7-21 overall. Lancers have lost 14 of their last 15, with a lone win being a 3-0 win over Presentation back on October 22. Mount Marty did push Bethany of Kansas and Dakota State to five sets during that time frame. Mount Marty is averaging 10.58 kills per set. They allow opponents 12.26 kills per outing. The Lancers are averaging 1.26 ace serves with 1.34 blocks, and teams are posting 1.6 ace serves per contest against the Lancers. Sierra Gulf puts down 3.45 kills per set, with Laura Cattle averaging 2.27. Lindsay Dixon and Amber Deitze have 4.3 and 4.5 assists averages, respectively. Morgan Hay is the top digger with a 2.51 average. Dort College is 19-6 overall, 11-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. After tonight, they travel to number 2 Hastings, the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season leader. Great Plains Hastings will be playing for a Great Plains Athletic Conference championship in all likelihood on Saturday. Dort College will be playing to spoil that, and potentially, if they can take care of business this evening, still have hopes of moving up into the number 2 spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference standings. And at worst, Dort College, with a couple of wins this week, would tighten their hold on the number 3 seed, which could be the difference between a potential trip to Hastings on Thursday of next week in the semifinal round rather than the Midland Warriors. Or I should say, you'd be facing Midland instead of Hastings 1 week from tomorrow in the semifinal round if everything falls into place and you're able to advance past the quarterfinals. That's a long ways in the future, but right now the Dort College Defenders still smarting a bit from that Doan College loss on Saturday. Dort College went to 5, but Doan had an opportunity to win it. We're serving for the win in set number 5 at 14-13. Dort College was unable to get that needed point. They end up losing set 5 by a final score of 19-17. Mount Marty lost to the College of St. Mary on Saturday of last week. Sierra Cloth had 17 kills. Dort College defeated Mount Marty in the most recent meeting of these two teams, 25-14, 25-11, and 25-15. Brooke Granster had 13 kills. Julia Lindberg had 9. Gasink recorded 38 assists. That is Jamie Gasink for the Dort College Defenders. Dort College is led by Brooke Granstra with a 4.14 kills per set average and a 353 kill efficiency. Emma Alton is averaging 2.75 kills per set with a 217 kill efficiency. Julia Lindberg averages 2.2 kills. Elizabeth Keel has 2.01 kills per set.
Send your Holy Spirit to guide our thoughts, words, and actions, so that everything we do will be given your inspiration and continue with your guidance and blessing. Help us to speak and act with integrity, so that we can uphold the values of Mount Marty College. May we use our talents and abilities in the best ways possible, so that you may be glorified in our neighbor's service. We pray this thing through Jesus, your Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now please remain standing and pay proper respect to the flag for our national anthem, performed tonight by Lancer Assistant Volleyball Coach Shannon Leroy-Kanin.
And rise up.
every school has a little different pregame. Wasn't warned ahead of time of the prayer offered by the Mount Marty Lancers, but hopefully we got out of the way of that in time. Didn't mean any disrespect. National anthem sung by their assistant coach this evening. Continuing on with a look at the Durkelege defenders. Jamie Gaysink is averaging just under a kill per set with 10.7 assists. She also has 26 ace serves this season. Jill Scouten leads the team with 3.9 digs. Aubrey Drake and Summer Jansen are averaging 2.16 and 2.11 digs per outing. Broadcasting from the campus of Durkelege, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break. We'll be back for serve from Laddie Semple right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Tonight's broadcast of Durkelege Athletics on KDCR, made possible by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Also made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Durkelege and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Great Plains Athletic Conference action this evening in Yankton, South Dakota. There are other volleyball matches happening in the GPAC this evening as well. None of them hold a great deal of intrigue to me. You take a look at it, the best matchup probably would be the contest being played in Orange City this evening. That's Morningside at Northwestern. Briar Cliffs at Dakota Wesleyan. That really is just in terms of conference implications. That is a match that will probably affect who is in the 6, 7, and 8 seed spots. Hastings is at Concordia. That's the conference front runner against a team that is currently holding the number 7 spot in conference. If the season were to end today, several teams would have 2 matches remaining. Concordia has 3 matches left. Hastings would be the conference champ. Midland would be second. Durkelege would be third. Doan would be fourth. Northwestern would be fifth. Morningside would be sixth. Concordia seventh. And Briar Cliff would be eighth. Dakota Wesleyan, the College of St. Mary and Mount Marty would not make the postseason. Mount Marty with service. We are underway. Jansen throws it over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Altna. Altna with a roll shot controlled by Mount Marty. Tipped, controlled by Gaysink. Gets it over to Granstra. Back set to Altna. Altna banks it off the block for the kill. Emma Altna with her first kill this evening, and the Durkelege defender lead is 1-0. 1-0 our score. Emma Altna, the sophomore from Sioux Center, puts it away. Now Altna has service. The jump serve by Altna to the back line is long and out of bounds, and we are tied up 1-1. So a service error by Altna. Altna with 40 ace serves. Flip side of that is she does have several service errors this season as well. You have to live with the errors if you're going to go with the jump serve. The Durkelege defenders, Mount Marty Lancers, just underway. And we had a substitution issue. And we've got that scored away. Brooke Bennett is into the contest for Mount Marty. Lancers have service. Serve controlled by Durkelege. Drake, they get it over to Granstra. Granstra with a swing, dug by Mount Marty. Roll shot by the Lancers, saved by Scouten, passed into the net by Drake. Point, Mount Marty, and the Lancers lead it 2-1. An early lead for Mount Marty here in set number 2. Serving is Maura Lindsay for Mount Marty. Lindsay's serve controlled by Durkelege. Jansen to Gaysink, Gaysink to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. We're tied up 2-2. Brooke Granstra, not a real hard slide that time, but she was able to get over to the pin and found a spot in the back row and knocks it off of a digger to tie it up 2-2. Serving is Gaysink. Gaysink, low hard serve controlled by the Lancers. Set right side and bangs it into the block as Sierra Cloth. Cloth, though, unable to get out of the way of the block. And the Durkelege defenders record a point on the block of Cloth on the slide to the right. Point Durkelege. Gaysink serve, nearly an overpass. Mount Marty able to salvage it. Gaysink to Granstra. Granstra to Altna. Altna unable to put it down. Mount Marty gets to it. That's Cloth. Blocked again at the net. Passed over the net. Free ball. Here comes Scouten over to Gasing. Gasing to Granstra. Granstra with a tip controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers outside. Unable to put it away. Scouten digs it off the second contact. Gets it over to Moss. Moss for the kill. Moss off the assist from Gasing. Attacking from the right side. And Haley Moss records another kill for the North College defenders. North College out to a 4-2 lead. Mount Marty led briefly. Gasing serve. Back row controlled by the Lancers. And attacking into the net is Cloth. Point defenders. Defenders lead 5-2. 5-2 our score. Frank Hebenstreet up off the bench, talking to his team on the Mount Marty side. Lancers attacking. Erickson unable to put it down. Scouten got a hand on it. Down ball by Lindbergh. Roll shot saved by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking. Erickson down the line, and Erickson with a kill off of the dagger in Gasing. Dort College leads 6-3. 6-3 our score. Hillary Teague checks out of the match. Mount Marty will serve down two. There was no junior varsity match this evening. Mount Marty, earlier this season, because of a shortage of players, had to cancel their JV season. Moss on the slide, unable to put it away. Mount Marty digs it. Controlled by Bennett. Backhanded over by Granstra on the second contact. Here comes Mount Marty Cloth. Cloth over the top of the block. Saved by Gasing. Passed over the net by Moss. Controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking right side cross court. Saved by Gasing again. Passed over the net by Scouten. Free ball. Lancers again. Set goes outside. Bennett. Bennett around the block. Hits it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net. Bennett an attack error. And the Dort College defenders lead 6-3. 6-3 our score, set number one. Got started just a shade after 7:30 this evening. Brooke Granstra with serve, tips the net, and falls over. An ace serve for Brooke Granstra, her 13th of the season, her first tonight. Defenders lead 7-3. 7-3 our score. Lancers attacking from the right side, Cloth. Second contact, Moss. Bump set to Granstra. Granstra gets blocked. Now Lindbergh. Lindbergh taps it over. Lindbergh again tries to push it over. Here comes Mount Marty. Cloth banks it over the net. Saved by Gasing. They are attacking and sending to Gasing on every first contact if they can. Lancers into the middle of the block. It's down on Dort College's side. Larissa Traynor with the kill. Traynor with the kill. Dort College leads 7-4. Lancers have service. This is Taylor Murtha. Murtha with service. 7-4. And Murtha serve, controlled by Scouten as it hit the net. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a big swing, controlled by the Lancers. Hitting it was Laura Cattle with the left hand. Dort College digs it. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to put it away from the outside. Set left side over to Bennett. Bennett with a kill. Brooke Bennett with her second kill. Dort College's lead is 7-5. 7-5. Lancers serving. This is Taylor Murtha. And Murtha's serve. Floater taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh pushes it over. Saved by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. That's Bennett. Now an overpass. Keels tries to put it away. It's covered by the Lancers. Back over to Keel. It comes out of the middle, and Keel with their first kill. Dort College leads 8-5. Dort College with a three-point cushion. Julia Lindbergh has service. Lindbergh serve. Right-handed jump serve controlled by the Lancers. Set comes back to the middle, and the kill for Brooke Bennett. Bennett came in averaging 1.9 kills per set. She's had a fast start for the Lancers. Dort College leads 8-6. She has three kills herself. Bennett, a 5'10 sophomore from Rapid City, South Dakota. Mount Marty with serve. Floater controlled by Granstra gets it to Gasing. And a double contact. A ball handling error called on Gasing. Mount Marty back to within a point at 8-7. Brianna Teague with service. Teague served, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes outside to Altina. Altina over the kill. Emma Altena records the kill, her second. And the North College lead is 9-7. Summer Jansen serving for the defenders. North College trying to stretch it out a little bit. Haven't been able to put together a significant run yet. Outside set, off high hand, saved by Granster. Gets it to Gazing. Quick attack, kill. Elizabeth Keel with her second kill. North College extends the lead to 3, 10-7. Keel came into the match, averaging 2 kills per set. She's got that right now. Mount Marty passes it over the net. Free ball. Jansen to Gasink. Gasink outside. Altena. There was no touch at the net point. Mount Marty as Altena hits it long. Altena sends it long off the back line. The attack from the left side. She tried to go down the line with it, but hit it just long. Amber Dithsey with service. North College leading 10-8. Jump serve and an ace serve for Dithsey. Dithsey records the first ace for Mount Marty. And the North College lead is 10-9. Dithsey serving, another jump serve. That one's wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. For North College, they had 1 4-point run. That was from down 2-1 to up 5-2. Other than that, the points have not come in streaks for the defenders. It's been 1-2 here and there. That results in North College leading right now by 2. Slide over to Granster. Granster with the kill. It appears to me if North College can get in system and consistently get the ball to Gasink in a place where she has a few options, they're going to have high success rate at the net. Thus far, that has been the challenge. Jump serve by Drake, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking, Cattle out of the middle, unable to put it down. Jansen there to dig it up, comes back over to Altena. Altena from the outside, dug by the Lancers. Lancers down ball, saved by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Quick attack, Granstra with a kill out of the middle as she banks it off the block. Back-to-back kills for Granstra, and the North College lead is 13-9. 13-9, Aubrey Drake serving, the sophomore from Rock Island, Illinois. 5'4". She's a defensive specialist. Lancers attack to the middle. Saved by Scouten on the outside. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra another kill. Granstra with the fourth kill of the night for her. Her third in a row here. She has 4 kills and an ace serve. Drake has serve again. Aubrey Drake, jump serve, controlled by the Lancers. They'll attack outside Cattle, blocked at the net. Chicken's wing saved for the moment, and then bumped up by Hillary Teague, unable to keep it in play. And the North College defenders have now scored 5 points in a row, their longest run of the night. And the North College defenders force Mount Marty to call a timeout. Lancers trail 15-9. Back with more after this. 15-9, our score, North College leading by 6, set number 1. North College breaks their huddle after Mount Marty uses the timeout. North College leading by 6. Mount Marty had a brief lead at 2-1. North College then took the lead for good at 3-2 on a block. They've led ever since. Mount Marty has cut it down to 1 at 8-7 and then again at 10-9. But right now, North College in a 5-point run. Serving for the defenders is Drake. Drake to the sideline, and how many times do you see that out of a timeout, a service error? Drake trying to serve it to the sideline, and Aubrey Drake just wide as she went right to left with that, and it ends up out of bounds. Point Mount Marty on the service error. 15-10, North College by 5, set outside. Altena for the kill. Emma Altena averaging right at 3 kills per set. Actually, a shade under 3 kills per set. She's got 3 right now, so slightly better than her average. 5'11 sophomore from Sioux Center. Serving is Altena. Low hard serve controlled by the Lancers. Unable to put away the kill was Cloth from the outside, and Lindberg banks it off the block for the kill. Julia Lindberg with her first kill, and the North College lead is 17-10. 17-10, North College taking control of set number 1 midway through this set. Lancers attack, right side, Brett by Jansen on the cross court. Doug pushed over the net by Gasek. Now saved by the Lancers. Alton that gets to it on the back line. They get it over to Lindbergh, unable to put it down. Here come the Lancers. Clove tips it, controlled by the defenders. Granstra on the second contact, dug up by the Lancers. Outside set, dug again by the Lancers. They cover it. Set right side, Clove. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasek, pushed over the net by Granstra, controlled by the Lancers. Tipped to the back corner, Alton went after one that was probably going to be long. Couldn't figure out where she was on the floor. Couldn't get her bearings as she was sprinting to that corner. Lancers continue with it. Saved by Jansen, now dumped over by Gasek, and Gasek finally ends the rally. Jamie Gasek with her first kill. Dort College leading 18-10. 18-10. Mount Marty has used one timeout already. Let's see if they're going to use another one here shortly. Altona, nearly an ace, and it was an ace. I had thought it was, but from my angle, it's awfully difficult to see it. Emma Altona with her second ace. Frank Hebenstreet didn't think it was an ace. Thought the defensive specialist got a hand under it. Altona with serve. And Altona again with the jump serve, nearly an overpass, and we've got a player in the net for the Lancers. And I'm going to credit Altona with another ace serve. That was the reason, the serve was the reason Dort College got the point. The pass had no chance of being clean as the setter had to chase it into the net. And we've got another timeout on the floor. Lancers use timeout number two. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasek, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Abby Pollard checking in to serve for Emma Altona, Dort College leading by 10, 20-10. Set left side to Clove. Clove off the block. Saved by Drake. Passed over the net by Lindbergh. Controlled by Mount Marty. Set to Clove. Blocked at the net. Mount Marty reloads. Set goes to the middle. Power tip. Saved by Dort College and Paloma. Roll shot by Lindbergh. Saved by the Lancers. Set right side. Clove. Tip and a kill for Clove. Sierra Clove with her first kill. Dort College's lead is 20-11. 20-11. Dort College by 9. Serving for the Lancers is Maura Lindsay. Lindsay to serve. 13 down 9. Dort College using a 6-point run moments ago to take control of this one. Granstra spikes that one straight down. That almost came within the spike line on the Mount Marty side of the net, and nobody wanted to get in the way of that. And the Dort College lead is back to 10 at 21-11. Granstra already with 5 kills unofficially. Robin Underwood with service for the defenders. Underwood, a sophomore, backup setter from Santa Clarita, California. Mount Marty pushed over, saved by Moss. Pushed right back to the defenders, though, and hit out of bounds by Hillary Teague. Point defenders on the attack error. Checking into the match will be Leah Camp. Camp, a 5'11 sophomore from Tinley Park, Illinois. Underwood still with service. Defenders leading by 11. Jump serve by Underwood, or a little bit of a hop serve, very similar to Aubrey Drake's. And a double contact called on the Lancers. Ball handling error on the Lancers. Mount Marty leads 23-Dort College leads Mount Marty 23-11. Checking into the match, Shelby Zollmerman. First time we've seen Shelby in a match since the early season. Jump serve controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking. Pushed over the net by Bennett. Saved by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Underwood. Comes back over to Moss. Moss for the kill. Pretty nice safety blanket to have right beside you there. Underwood finds Moss for the easy kill from the right side. Easy in that she had a great angle. Underwood with serve controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking. Clove banks it over the block for the kill. Clove with the kill, her second by my count. Dort College leads 24-12. Jocelyn Wind will check in. Julia Lindberg checks out. Dort College substituting freely in this one. Magic number is basically 10 points. When Dort College gets to a 10-point difference, oftentimes we'll see the substitution. Zomerman to Underwood, outside Wind. Wind into the net, point Lancers. Dort College sitting on set point. And serving for the Lancers, Lindsey Jakeson. Jakeson serve, taken by Zomerman, gets it to Underwood. Outside it comes Wind, blocked at the net. Now Mount Marty reloads as it comes back to the Lancers. Clove, cross court, dug by Underwood, back over to Camp. Camp gets it wide and out of bounds. Camp with an attack error. Dort College leads 24-14, so the Lancers trying to make it a bit more respectable. Lancers serve, taken by Zomerman, gets it to Underwood. Underwood outside Wind. Wind unable to put it down. Lancers there to dig it. Clove on the slide to the right for the kill. Sierra Clove with a kill. She's got three. Defenders lead 24-15. Short serve taken by Dort College and Zomerman. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill, and that finishes it. Leah Camp, the sophomore, puts it away. Her first kill this evening. And the Dort College defenders win set one, 25-15. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the Laddie Semple Arena right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College wins set one by a final of 25-15. Mount Marty put together a little run at the end of the set, scoring 4 points in a row. We get set for set number two. Dort College facing Hastings this Saturday for the Mount Marty Lancers left on their conference schedule. They will be facing Concordia this Friday. They're hosting Concordia on Friday night at 7:30. That will wrap up the regular, sorry, I should say the GPAC season. And for that matter, it will wrap up, well, they do play Grace University on Saturday. That will be the end of the volleyball season for the Mount Marty Lancers, as they will not qualify for the 8-team field in the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championships. Dort College on the attack, Altena. Mount Marty covers it, passed over the net, free ball. Jansen, Gaysink, Gaysink kill. Jamie Gaysink with another kill. For Jamie, that's number three tonight. Dort College scores the first point of the set. They lead 1-0. 1-0, short serve controlled by the Lancers. Very close to the net and hitting it long and out of bounds. There's no touch at the net. Point Dort College on the attack here by Mount Marty. Mount Marty attacking out of the middle, and I believe that was Hillary Teague who hit it long. Lancers attacking. Set goes to Cattle. Cattle with a kill. 2-1 our score. Cattle, a left-handed player. She's 6'1 and a junior from Australia. She attacks from the right side. And the left-hander has that advantage from the left from the right side. Jansen to Gaysink. Gaysink to Granstra. Granstra over the swing. Passed over the net by the Lancers. Saved by Scouten. Gets it to Gaysink. Back over to Altena. Altena tips it. Controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers, again off of the block, saved by Scouten, gets it over to Gaysink, comes outside Altena, Altena down, with the cross-court shot, passed over the net, free ball Dort College. Jansen, Gaysink, Gaysink tries to send it over, and now we've got a player in the net. They say Jamie Gaysink was in the net. That will go as an attack error on Gaysink. Now, Gaysink didn't have a whole lot she could do with it at that time. That pass was very close to the net. And she did what she could. Jansen gets it over to Gaysink. Slide to Granstra. Granstra with a kill as she wipes it from the antenna, just sweeps it away, finds a spot in the middle of the floor, and the North College lead is 6-3. 6-3 North College leading. Jump served by Altna. Lancers attack. Set Cloth. Cloth with a kill. We're tied 3-all. Sierra Cloth with a kill. That's her fourth. Took her a while to get going, but she has rebounded from a tough start where she wasn't able to get much of anything down. Tipped over the net by Granstra. Here come the Lancers. Cloth. Cloth with another kill. She's got five. Lancers take the lead at 4-3 in set number two. Lancers serve. Taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. Controlled by Mount Marty. Mount Marty, those scrambles. Passed over the net. Free ball. Scouting to Gaysink. Gaysink quick attack. Granstra. Granstra blocked at the net once, but then puts that one away, and Granstra will get credit for the kill. Brooke Granstra records the kill. Jamie Gaysink now serving. Gaysink, short serve. Mount Marty gets to it. Pushed over the net by Cloth. Cloth gets the kill. Cloth, the last 5 points for Mount Marty have been scored by Sierra Cloth off of kills. She now has 6 points. You're listening, KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Lancer serving. Taken by Scouten, gets it to Gaysink. Gaysink right side, Granstra off the top of the block. Lancers attacking. And with a kill down the line, that's Brooke Bennett. Bennett with her fourth kill. Mount Marty leads 6-4. 6-4, Dort College down two. Lancers serving, taken by Drake, gets it to Gaysink. Gaysink, Granstra, Granstra for the kill. Brooke Granstra with her seventh kill. Dort College leads, trails, I should say, 6-5. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. Granstra's serve taken by Mount Marty, and we have a player in the net for Dort College. They get Julia Lindbergh, I guess, for being in the net. So an attack and a kill for the Lancers is how it will be scored officially. Lancers lead 7-5. 7-5. Serve, floater, taken by Scouten. Gaysink with a bump set outside of Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands. Saved by the Lancers. Lancers attacking Cattle. Dug by Granstra. Gets it over to Gaysink. Bump set Lindbergh. Lindbergh into the net. Point Lancers. Lindbergh in attack error. Mount Marty takes a 3-point lead at 8-5. The attack error by Lindbergh. And a double contact called on Jill Scouten on the serve. That's an ace serve for the Lancers and Murtha. And Mount Marty has built a 4-point lead, 9-5. 9-5, Murtha's serve, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink outside right to Keel. Keel with a swing. Lancers throw it over, and we've got a lift called on the Lancers and Brooke Bennett. An attack error by Bennett. North College trail 9-6, serving as Julia Lindbergh. Lindbergh jump serve. Lancers attack. Set to Bennett. Bennett blocked at the net by Keel. Now pushed back by the Lancers, but it's out of bounds. Point North College as that one goes wide on the near side in front of Chad Hansen on the North College bench. 9-7, North College down two. Lancers attacking, and the Lancers missed time on the attack. Larissa Traynor went up after it. Brooke Bennett was playing behind her, and the ball drops to the floor. 9-8, North College down one, a three-point run by the defenders. Serving is Lindbergh. Lindbergh jump serve and an ace serve for Julia. Julia with her 24th ace serve of the season, her first of the night, and we are tied 9-9. This is our first tie since it was 4-4. Lindbergh serving. Lindbergh, serve controlled by the Lancers. Right side, Bennett. Bennett with the swing. Bennett with the kill. Granster got an arm on it, trying to stab it and keep it in play. But Bennett gets credit for the kill. Brooke Bennett with her fifth by my count. The defenders trail 10-9. Brianna Teague with service. Teague serve. Taken by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing. Back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel with her third kill. North College ties it up 10-10. Summer Jansen has serve. And Summer Jansen, low hard serve, taken by the Lancers. Could have been a double, no call made. Cattle gets to it, gets it over to Scouten. Scouten was able to save it. And now a kill by Altena. Altena records the kill, her fourth, attacking from the left side. And we've got a player shaken up for the Lancers. That's Brianna Teague. Dort College takes their first lead in a while. This coming at 11-10. Last time Dort College led was at 3-2. Summer Jansen serve is short. Marty ties it up on the serve error by the junior from Sheldon. We've had six ties in set number two. Lancers serve going to Bernice to get it. Granstra tipped over the net by Keel, controlled by the Lancers. Cattle saved by Granstra, gets it to Gasink outside. Altena. Altena over the kill. Emma Altena with another kill. Five unofficially for Altena. So Altena getting started. Had three kills in set one, two in set two. Dort College needs someone to take over in this one and get rolling. Drake serve controlled by the Lancers. Set goes to the middle, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Rachel Reif. But they say Dort College touched it. So Reif gets the kill as she bangs, as she tools it off of a block for a kill. They say the Dort College defender's unable to close the block in time, but they did get a hand on it before it went out of bounds. Summer Jansen to Gasing. Gasing outside Altena. Altena hits it off of the block for a kill, her sixth. Last 3 points for the defenders have come from Altena. None of them have come in back-to-back fashion, though. That means Altena is now serving. Altena, jump serve, nearly an ace. Lancers scramble. Cloth off of the block, kill. Cloth unofficially with seven kills. And we have our eighth tie of set number two. If you're Dort College, you want to put together a run here and get some separation. You want to get up 4, 5, 6 points. Give yourself some room to breathe and don't allow Mount Marty any thoughts of an upset here in set two. Brooke Granstra takes the middle out of that one, slides to the right and smokes it through. Dort College leads 14-13. Gasing serving, that means there are three attackers in the front row. Controlled by Mount Marty. Set right side, Cloth. Off of the block, another kill. Sierra Cloth with eight kills. And Sierra Cloth, she and Brooke Granstra share match honors with eight kills. Those are unofficial match honors. Those are the tally marks I'm scratching out. Short serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss with a swing. Lancers able to pass it over as they pick it out of the net on the second contact. Granstra with another kill. Brooke Granstra, averaging 4.1 kills per set. The senior from Sioux Center records the kill. She's got nine kills this evening through 1.5 sets. Jump serve by Granstrom. Lancers attacking right side. Cloth blocked at the net. Saved. Scouting to Gasing. Gasing to Keel. And they say that Keel's attack never made it over the net. I thought it hit off of a blocker. 15-15. So an attack error by Keel. 15-15, set number two. Taylor Murtha serving for the Lancers. Taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasing, back over to Keel. Keel to the back line, controlled by the Lancers. Passed over the net, free ball. Keel, Gasing to Moss. Moss with a kill, but they call her for a lift. She tried for the power tip, and Moss gets called for an illegal contact. gets called for a throw. So Moss with the attack error, and the Lancers have the lead at 16-15. Lancers serve, taken by Lindberg. Skouten has to get the second contact. Lindberg passes it over. Free ball, Lancers. Cattle blocked at the nets, and Dort College's Moss, Keel, and Lindberg all went up on that block. We're tied at 16 all. Dort College won 25-15. And in doing so in a pretty commanding fashion, the defender women kind of lulled themselves to sleep. Lindberg bumps it over to Gasing. Gasing to Altena. Altena with the swing. Lancers scrambling. Down ball. And hitting it wide and out of bounds is Moore Lindsay, Point Dort College. 17-16, our score. Lindsay with an attack error officially. Serving is Lindberg. Lindberg, jump serve. And an ace serve for Julia, her second this evening and her second of set two. Maybe that's the spark this team needs in set number two. Dort College leading 18-16. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Lindberg served the back line as long and out of bounds. Point Lancers, and the Lancers hanging around, trailing 18-17. So a service error by the defenders. That was a point of concern with the Doan match. And now there's a question with one of the volleyballs. And it appears they're going to take one of them out of play. Not sure what prompted them to take a look at one of them. The R2 definitely inspected, though, took a look at it. Didn't like something that she saw. Jump serve taken by Scout and gets it over to Gasing. Back over to Keel. Blocked at the net. Moss gets to it. Outside it goes Altena. Altena unable to put it away. And this time Mount Marty unable to formulate a clean attack. And the defender lead is 19-17. 19-17 the score. Summer Jansen has service. Jansen serve controlled by the Lancers. Outside attack. And it hit the end. The attack by Rachel Reif. An attack error because it slid off of the antenna. Summer Jansen now serving with her team up 20-17. An overpass, and Altena puts it away. And now Dort College a little bit of breathing room up 21-17. And the Lancers will use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more. From Laddie Simple Arena right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College leading in set 2, 21-17. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9-4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. For Values Matter member, FDIC. Summer Jansen with serve. And overpass. Dort College gets to it. Now Dort College will reload. Gasink back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel with her fourth kill. And Dort College leads 22-17. Summer Jansen serving. Well, this one was tied as recently as 16-16. Dort College, though, on a 6-1 run since then. And ending the run is Laura Cattle with her second kill. Dort College leads 22-18. 22-18 score. Serving for the Lancers is Amber Dithsey. Dithsey with service. Scouting an overpass. Lancers try to push it down. Gasink's there to help it. And she pushes it right back, and the Lancers don't get a clean pass out of it. I'm going to give Gasink a kill on that play. Dort College leads 23-18 for Jamie. I believe that's number four. Aubrey Drake serving. Dort College up by five. Low hard serve controlled by the Lancers. Set goes to the middle. And block put up by Granstra and Altena. Point Dort College. Defenders now serving for the set. 24-18. 24-18. Dort College up six. Aubrey Drake serving. And Drake's floater nearly an ace. And it will go as an ace. The pass went into the net. Mount Marty was unable to pick it out cleanly. And Drake records the ace. Dort College wins set two, 25-18. Aubrey Drake records the sixth ace serve of the night for the defenders unofficially. Dort College takes a 2-0 lead in this best of five match. Broadcasting from Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Well, I'm reminded again of how little I know. I said none of the matches really intrigued me in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this evening. Maybe they should intrigue me. Midland trails the College of St. Mary 2-1 after dropping the first two sets of that match. Concordia and Hastings are deadlocked, one set apiece, heading to set number three. Maybe we'll see some strange things in the conference this evening. Wouldn't that be something? Well, we'll have to wait and see how it develops. Obviously, that's the discussion I had with somebody early in the week. Crazy thing about volleyball is you can get absolutely annihilated in a set. You get all done, you wipe it all clean, and it's just simply 1-0. Dort College has come out of the locker room after the extended break in between sets 2 and 3. Tonight's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. Their number is 722-1902. That's the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. And by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for commercial, farm crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center at 722-0101. Mount Marty, to my right, I'm seated just about looking down the length of the net, just a little bit to the right. Morgan Hay with service. And Hay with a left-handed serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink. Outside it comes Altena. Altena with a swing, dug up into the rafters. Hay keeps it alive, now passed over the net, free ball to Dort College. Jansen to Gaysink. Gaysink back over to Granstra. Granstra banks it off of the block. Saved by Gaysink. Gets it back over to Granstra. Granstra with a swing. Dug by Mount Marty. Lancers will pass it over. Granstra back to Gaysink. Gaysink shoots it out wide. Altena. Altena for the kill. Emma Altena with her ninth kill. Dort College leads 1-0. 1-0. Altena serving. Altena with a jump serve taken by the Lancers. Mount Marty attacking. Cloth. Cloth with the right hand sends it over. Controlled by Drake. Back over to Granstra. Granstra kill. Brooke Granstra with her 11th kill. Coming up Saturday, Dort College volleyball traveling to Hastings. That's a morning start for the junior varsity. That's a 10:30 start. Jump serve controlled by the Lancers. Set goes to the right, to their right. Block put up by Lindbergh and Granstra on the attack that time by Cloth. Point defenders. Dort College leading 3-0. I'm sure Coach Chad Hansen would like the opportunity to get a look at a few more players in varsity competition here this evening. And this hit is long and out of bounds by Cloth. Point defenders. So Cloth with an attack error. postseason roster will be set by Monday. Postseason begins on Tuesday. Alternate jump serve catches the tape, rolls over. Set goes outside. Cloth blocked at the net. Lancers push it over. And a double contact called against Morgan Hay. A ball handling error. York College leads 5-0. Altona will serve again. Altona's had a pretty solid match. Three ace serves to go along with nine kills. Dumped over the net, free ball, York College. Altona, Lindbergh, Lindbergh power tip, kill. Julia Lindbergh with her second kill. Hasn't gotten a ton of attacks. And the defender lead is 6-0. Emma Altona serving. Altona's serve controlled by Lancers. Pushed over the net, free ball, Drake gets to it. Gasink has to bump it up to Granstra, who sends it over. Cloth, dug by Jansen, gets it to Gasing. Gasing tries to dump it, controlled by Jansen on the return. Comes outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh, no room to work, and she ends up smacking it into the block. Point Mount Marty. So a block for the Lancers gets them on the board. They trail 6-1. 6-1. Lancers serving. Maura Lindsay. Lindsay with the right-handed serve, taken by Scotton to Gasink, right side, back over to Granstra. Granstra, another kill. She's got a dozen. Next Tuesday is the Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round. Dort College is short of at least a home match on Tuesday. After that, remains to be seen how things shake out. Pushed over the net. A lift called on the Lancers, point defenders. So a ball-handling error on the Lancers. Dort College leads 8-1 in set number 3. So after a mild scare in number 2, where Dort College was tied 16-16 before winning 25-18, Jamie Gasink records an ace serve, and the defenders lead 9-1, and there's a timeout on the floor charged to Mount Marty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 8.5 FM. Back with more from Laddie Semple Arena right after this. 9-1 the score. Dort College leading by 8. Jamie Gasink has service. The defenders flexing their muscle here early in set number 3. Slide to the right, Cloth, tipped, saved by Lindbergh. Bumped by Gasink, back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, another kill. Dort College leads 10-1. 10-1 our score. Lindbergh, another kill. She's got 3 unofficially. Served by Gasink, short, controlled by the Lancers. Bennett over the block, saved by Drake, gets it over to Gasink. Backside, Moss, down the line, dug by Mount Marty. Slide to the right, Cloth, saved by Gasink, gets it over to Granstra. Comes back over to Moss, Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with a kill, she's got 3. 11-1, Dort College, leading by 10. Jamie Gasink, short serve. Cloth from behind the spike line. Read by Drake. Takes it middle back. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. Dug by Hay. Set outside Bennett. Bennett with the right hand from the outside. Unable to put it down. It's blocked by the defenders. Continued by Mount Marty. They push it over to Dort College attack. Granstra. Granstra with a swing. Dug by Moss. Off the return. Comes back over to Moss. Moss cross court. Hits it wide. Not a bounds point. Lancers. Moss with an attack here. Went to the right spot. Just unable to put it away. Hit it just wide. Point Lancers. Lindsay Jakeson with service. Jakeson serving. And the serve by Jakeson is in the net. Dort College leads by 10 again at 12-2. Keel checks in. Drake checks out. Granstra has service. Brooke Granstra with a jump serve. Nearly an ace. Lancers get to it. Outside Bennett. Bennett through the block. Bennett with a return now. It was dug up, back to Bennett. Bennett puts the second one away. And the Dort College lead is 12-3. Brooke Bennett with her sixth kill unofficially. And serving is Taylor Murtha. Murtha taken by Skelton. Get it over to Gasing. Back over to Moss. Moss with a swing. Dug by Marty. Bennett passes it over the net. Free ball. Skelton over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Julia Lindbergh with a kill. Her fourth. York College leads by 10 again. 13-3. So Lindbergh puts it away. Serving for Door College now is Marlea Mundorf, the former Marlea Russell. Mundorf serving. Door College gets to it. Set goes to Keel. Keel unable to put it down. Blocked at the net. The attack by Bennett. Moss and Keel cut off the floor. They put the block down, and the Door College lead is 14-3. 14-3 the score. Serve is taken by Mount Marty. And Mundorf's serve results in Mount Marty getting an attack. Brooke Bennett in that sequence puts it down. Russell checks out of the contest. Pardon me, Marlea Mundorf checks out of the contest. Too many women that have changed their names over the summer with getting married. A couple on the basketball team struggled with that all night long last night. And now Marlea Mundorf seeing some action here this evening. Part of that competition for a few spots yet in the postseason. Gasing throws it out wide to Altena. Altena off the block, saved by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. Set goes outside, and a ball handling error called on the Lancers. Summer Jansen checks in. Haley Moss will check out. So Jansen serving. Controlled by the Lancers. Lancers push it over. Gasing with a kill on the overpass. It came back on the continue, and Gasing puts it away. Jump serve by Jansen. Controlled by the Lancers. Saved by Mount Marty. And pushed back over by Gasing, but Gasing misses the sideline out of bounds. It will be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty volleyball. Wrong sport. The glories of crossover season. Volleyball one night, basketball another, football coming up this weekend, along with a couple of basketball doubleheaders. Set right side Keel. Keel with a swing. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Point, Mount Marty. Lancers trail, 16-5 after the attack error by Keel. Serve controlled by Granstra. Comes back over to Keel. Keel gets blocked at the net. Point Lancers. And it's back to a 10-point contest at 16-6. Jump serve controlled by Granstra. Gets it outside to Altena. Altena over the kill. Emma Altena recording the kill, her 10th. 17-7 our score. So 17-7 Dort College leading by 10. Aubrey Drake will serve. And the sophomore will serve with her team up by 10. And the jump serve by Drake. Here come the Lancers. Off high hands, saved by Altena. Jansen sends it up towards the net. Altena pushes it over. Lancers down the line. Unable to put it away was Reif. Passed over the net by Altena to the sideline. Saved by the Lancers. Set goes to the middle. Tipped to the back corner. Controlled by Drake. Gets it over to Jansen. Back over to Granstra. And a ball handling error called on Dort College's Summer Jansen. Summer Jansen trying to square it up. Gets called for a ball handling error. Dort College leads 17-8. 17-8. Drake passes it over to Jansen. Jansen. Dort College with Gasink off the floor right now. And Lindbergh sets it to Altena. That was Granstra to Altena. Altena hit it into the antenna. Morgan Hay with service. Set comes outside Altena. Altena over the swing. Dug by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking through the block. Taken by Drake. Gets it over to Jansen. Jansen to Camp. Camp unable to put it away. Lancers scramble. Push it over. Saved by Scouten. Gets it over to Jansen. Jansen touches it up to Granstra. Granstra with a tip. Now Granstra on the second contact over the kill. Brooke Granstra the kill. So Nord College going to Summer Jansen as the setter here in this rotation. No injury or anything like that, it looks like, for Gasing. It just appears Nord College doing some experimenting. Hit is wide by Hillary Teague. Point Nord College. Defenders lead 19-9. Teague with the attack error. Shelby Zomerman checks back into the match. Checking out is Emma Altena. Marty attacking, set outside, dug by Zomerman, gets it over to Jansen. Jansen to Granstra. Granstra with another kill. Brooke Granstra with the kill. She's got 14. Shelby Zomerman with service. Short serve controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking. Set goes down the line. And it's hit wide and out of bounds by the Lancers and Cloth. Point defenders. Nord College leads 21-9. Timeout on the floor. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Broadcasting from the campus of Nord College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Serving for the defenders is Zomerman. Zomerman goes cross-court with a serve. Mount Marty gets to it. Cloth blocked at the net. Lancers get up after it, but a point recorded on the block. As the defenders get another point, Nord College leads 22-9, and this one no longer in doubt. Galacampos checks into the contest. And serving for the defenders, again, is Zomerman. Taken by the Lancers. Set right side. Dug by Campos. Zomerman throws it up over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. Lancers miscommunication. And Lindbergh will get credit for the kill as Lancers let it drop to the floor. 5 points. 5 kills, I should say. Katie Skolten checks into the contest. 23-9 the score. Skolten checking in. Skolten, a freshman from Inwood, Iowa. Skolten's floater controlled by the Lancers. Set goes to Cloth, and Cloth with a kill out of the middle. 23-10. Lancers lead by Baker's dozen. Short serve. Campos gets to it, but sends it too close to the net, and putting it away is Cloth. Cloth with back-to-back kills by my count. Now has 10 for the night. Serve taken by Campos. Gets it over to Jansen. Jansen outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. And Lindbergh on the overpass puts it away. Nord College leads 24-11. 24-11 our score. And Robin Underwood will check into the match. Leah Camp will check out. And Underwood serving for the set and the match. Overpass, Lindbergh tries to tip down. Lancers reload, free ball, Nord College, Campos to Underwood. Right side, Moss. Moss with a kill, her fourth. And the Nord College defenders win set three. By a final of 25-10, the Nord College defenders win their 20th match of the season. They're now 20-6, 12-3 in conference play. Mount Marty falls to 0-15 and 7-22. Nord College will conclude the regular season against number 2 rated Hastings on Saturday. That'll be a noon start time for the varsity, 10:30 start time for the junior varsity. while the Montmartre Lancers conclude the Great Plains Athletic Conference season on Friday against Concordia and the regular season against Grace University on Saturday. Let's take a break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Here are the numbers from tonight's match. Dort College wins in three, 25-15, 25-18, and 25-11. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. Dort College hit 250 for the match, 41 kills, 13 errors, 112 total attacks. Six service aces for the defenders, four service errors. Dort College, 8 points on blocks. For Mount Marty, 23 kills, 22 errors, 108 total attacks. That's 009 for a kill efficiency. Mount Marty, two service aces, two service errors. They get 1 point off of a block. The numbers, Brooke Granstra, 14 kills. Emma Altena had 10. Five for Julia Lindberg, four each for Elizabeth Keel and Haley Moss. 27 assists for Jamie Gasing, 13 digs for Aubrey Drake. 7 for Jamie Gasink, 8 for Summer Jansen, 9 for Jill Scouten. Blocks, 4 block assists for Granstra, 3 for Lindberg, 2 for Altena, 2 for Haley Moss. For Mount Marty, 10 kills for Sierra Cloth, 11 assists for Amber Dithsey, 7 kills by Brooke Bennett, 12 digs for Morgan Hay. Mount Marty drops to 0-15 for the season in the conference, 7-22 overall, while the Dort College defenders are now 12-3 and 20-6. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Watching some of those conference matches develop, Hastings came back to win set 3, 27-25 over the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings now leads that match 2-1. Seeing if we have an update on the Midland contest. At last check, that was College of St. Mary 2, Midland 1. College of St. Mary won 2 sets. The first 2 sets of the match, and then Midland came back to win set 3. We don't have an update on how set 4 is transpiring in that match. Brent Zomer, the assistant coach for the Dort College Defenders, one of the assistant coaches, the head junior varsity coach, has a seat beside me. And Brent, this evening, your workload was cut in half. No JV match tonight. I know you would have loved to have had a match, but let's talk about that JV season a little bit for your team. That's your primary responsibility with Dort College volleyball. Junior varsity team, how do you feel how that season is going thus far?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Good to be here. The season's been bright spots throughout. The match schedule has been tough. We struggled from a wins and losses standpoint. From a development standpoint, which is what we believe that the junior varsity really is all about, we've seen a great deal of growth, and we believe we're really finishing this season on a higher note than what we started, and that's really the important part for us. We're looking to close this season out at Hastings on Saturday.
When you talk about from a development standpoint, what does that mean? What a little bit of the nuts and bolts, what does it mean that you're in it for the development?
Sure. Figuring out what our systems are as Dort College Volleyball. What is our defensive systems? How do we react to the ball? What do we do with our platform? Really a bunch of mechanical things as well as strategy things that some pick up sooner than others, and sometimes it takes a whole season to really fine-tune those things. The cool part is the spring season is really upon us to even sharpen those things even further. So whatever growth we've seen in the technique standpoint is only going to be compounded this spring when we really, really peel the layers back and focus on the mechanical side of the game.
Once the junior varsity season is, once the junior varsity match is over, your attention turns to becoming an assistant coach for the varsity program. What are your responsibilities in terms of the varsity program?
Sure. I'll tell you, most recently I've spent a lot of time on the recruiting path, and that's something I thoroughly enjoy. Shout out to any listeners that I'm presently talking to. But aside from that, I really will be attentive in practices, looking at what players we think should be maybe shuffled around, where we're strong, where we're weak, while Chad focuses in on the finer tuning, X's and O's. Riley and I, the other assistant coach, along with Kristen, will really be looking at the other positions and what his attention is not focused on.
What did you see that you liked tonight from the varsity team?
Sure. We took care of business like we were supposed to. On paper, we're supposed to beat that team, and we came out and responded well. A couple of slow starts the first two sets, and we asked our women to respond in that third set and come out strong, and that's exactly what they did with a 9-1 lead before the Mount Marty called a timeout. It's great, great mental toughness from the standpoint of not coming out weak and really just starting strong, finishing strong.
Brent, thanks for stopping by, and we'll turn it over to Coach Chad Hansen.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Brent Zomer, the assistant coach for the Dort College volleyball program, talking about junior varsity team and the development that the Dort College defenders attempt to accomplish in the junior varsity program. Coach Chad Hansen takes a seat beside me, and Coach, I'm going to start off by asking basically the same thing that I asked Brent at the end. You probably overheard it. What do you see that you like from your team tonight in the sweep win over the Mount Marty Lancers?
Yes, I definitely like the blocking side of our match. Last time we played this team, I think we had two or three blocks for the entire match. And here tonight, they were taking aggressive swings, and I was pleased with how we were covering them on different routes. For us to have 8.5 blocks in this three-set match, that's a good showing for us. I'm very pleased with that. I really liked our serving, the serving and digging side of it. Felt we were pretty gritty in pursuing the ball well, communicating strong. And I love seeing that we can have lots of different contributors out on the court. I think we got everybody that traveled with us on the court at different moments. And the neat part was they weren't just out there. They were helping us grow the scoreboard further. That was a joy to see.
What do you need to do better after a night like tonight? What do you take away and say, you know what, we got to get a little sharper in this?
Yeah, that second set, we talked about it at the intermission. They were up 8-5, 9-5, 9-6 maybe. We tied it in the teens. They were up 16-15. We pulled away at the end, which I'm pleased with. But, you know, I take away from that the focus ability. Brent mentioned that earlier, I think. We need to be mentally strong, focused throughout an entire match. And that was a test for us. We responded well in the later part of that second set. But that's something that against any team that we face here on forward is that's going to be exploited in a really dangerous way against us. So I'm pleased with the match outcome, but definitely that second set, we needed to maintain better execution.
Summer Jansen did a little bit of setting for you tonight. Is that a case where you're looking at that as an emergency situation? What are you looking at when you try something like that?
Yeah, great question. Great observation, too. It's something we rehearsed earlier this week, maybe it was the end of last week, and it would be an emergency situation. We would consider running a 6-2 with Robin and Summer. The scoreboard, you know, put us in such a situation where we felt like we could work through some of those details. Obviously, it's not a smooth spot, but in our program, the depth of athletes that we have in every position gives us great confidence, and it's also something we need to be prepared for should anything happen to any one of our players. Earlier this season, when Brooke was out for almost a month, we were able to work through that by necessity, and yet in our practice gym and here in this match tonight, we got a chance to work through some different scenarios. You know, if Jamie were to ever forget her shoes, that's our metaphor working through.
Just took a look around the conference, and maybe you heard me as you walked in, and I had said at the beginning of this match, you know, none of these matches really intrigued me a great deal. And then College of St. Mary went and took two from Midland in Fremont, mind you.
Interesting.
Hastings dropped set one to Concordia.
Interesting.
Came back to win sets two and three. Number three was a 27-25 decision. So I guess I was reminded again that sometimes things don't go according to script, and that's what, as a coach, I would imagine you get a little scared of coming down to Yankton, taking on a team that has struggled in conference play. you know, 99 out of 100 times, it's a ho-hum night.
Right.
But it's that one out of 100 that could keep you a little bit worried.
Yeah, that's very true. I did have great confidence coming in here and not wanting to be overlooking our opponent. We did watch film on them. We put a scouting report together that we worked through in our gym yesterday. Robin sets a great scout team, and she can instantly memorize our opponents when she watches them on film and comes out and implements that immediately on our court in the practice gym. The ironic part for me, Mike, this season and with this concluding week is our schedule tonight. We just beat Mount Marty, who's last in conference, and Saturday we go to Hastings, who's first in conference. And to have the bookends of our conference positioning and to have those two matches be how we wrap up, I'm glad we took care of this one tonight, and you're right. We cannot look past any opponent. Those are fascinating scores you reported, and I'm sure Paul at Midland is very relieved, and Matt, if he closes that out at Concordia, is very relieved as well.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by. Travel safely.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening. Dort College victorious in 3, 25-15, 25-18, and 25-11. Next up for the Defender volleyball team, they'll be on the road at Hastings this Saturday. That'll be a noon start time for the varsity, 10:30 start time for the junior varsity. Coming up this week on KDCR Saturday night, Dort College basketball, doubleheader, the Defender women taking on Mayville State, the men facing Valley City State. Saturday, a busy day. Dort College football at 1 o'clock against Concordia. 4 o'clock, women's basketball against Jamestown. 6 o'clock, men's basketball against Jamestown. And that doesn't even take into account Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round soccer play tomorrow for the men at Hastings. And the Dort College hockey team is at home with Wisconsin-Platteville on Friday night and Saturday afternoon. And, by the way, Great Plains Athletic Conference cross-country championships as well. Nate Wolf and the women and men going after conference championships this week in Hastings. So a lot of miles put on this week. And Dort College volleyball will return to play on Saturday down deep in the heart of Nebraska at Hastings College. That'll do it for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.